This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome, friends, neighbors. What is a neighbor? Neigh like a horse, or burr like I'm cold out? Are the horses cold? Somebody get some hay in there and give them a blanket. So why is Jim Neighbor's name that? He's not my neighbor. He lives, you know, somewhere else. And what's with his last name anyway? Is it neigh like a horse? And then burr like he's like it's brisk iced tea? Nothing's over. Just give me something to drink. Remember that? So we're here, of course, and I greet you and welcome you and salute you. Is that what salutations comes from? Salute? Hey, salutations, sir, general sir in the army. I don't know. And so when you get here and listen, then please do have the podcast in your ears. And everyone, it's welcome time, and it's another Spont. Episode of Spont, and me want Spont, right? Honeycomb, me want Spont, remember? All these commercials with creatures. So welcome to another episode of Spont. Of course, we have the best improvisers in the world here to do the show. And first, we're talking to them. And so, hello, Paul.
That was good.
Hi, guys.
No, he could go longer than that. Is that, should he?
Do you want more?
I thought that was a good amount.
Okay.
I have other stuff.
Uh-huh.
That was a lot of my stuff. But I'm not out of stuff.
No.
I feel like sometimes it should be more like that when you do it. And I think us doing your show now is a good way for you to watch and be able to like sometimes like pull things from it if you do it again.
Do you have any questions?
If I do it again.
If you do the show again. Because
do you have any questions about it?
I think the only question is more of a statement.
What's the deal with neighbors? Oh,
what? No. Well, just that, you know, you guys didn't tell me that this is what we were going to do today. I thought it was return engagement.
Did. No, didn't we say this?
We said come and do the show.
Yeah, come do the show. And for, of course, the show is Spont. I mean, that's the show.
It is. Look, this thing's a runaway train.
We're not going to sit here and pretend that the Hollywood Handbook is the show. I mean, Spont's barely the show. On the air.
Spont is the show.
Spont's what do you mean, Spont is the show? What does that mean?
When I say, let's
go
do
out
the
and ask
show,
people who's the show.
Here's what. I'll give you.
Don't ask me.
Yeah. I'm a bad source because I actually do a show and it's not really very good. But there is a show that people are talking about. It's called Spont. And I'll give you an explanation of why this is happening. My mom used to say to me, Sean, bring the food to your mouth, not your mouth to the food.
Right.
So it's like, I've been waiting to get an invite to Spont, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm trying to bring my mouth to the food. I want to go on Spont. Why don't I bring Spont to me? Here comes the food to my mouth. I get Paul in the studio. I've been scanning the calendar. I saw you're going to be here, so you're kind of trapped. Because you just did OMFG. Let's face it, it would have been really weird to say that you couldn't do this show because you were here at this time. So in that way, I brought the food to my mouth.
Okay, you guys have been guests on my show.
I said at the time after that there was some stuff that I wanted to do in improv that I didn't get to do. Mm-hmm. I said right afterwards that I let me do more stuff.
Yeah, no, but that's not really.
And I said let me do it again.
And some people have pointed out that you just didn't like my improv, and it seemed like you called the improv short because maybe I was just being too crazy, and I've said on this show that I'm willing to be a little more calm.
And Sean said, let me do it again. Also,
and I said, let me do it again.
We both,
and let
as soon as you ended, we said, let me do it again.
And I said, let me do it by myself.
Well, the nature of the show is what happens, happens, and then we let it go, you know, and we...
Yeah, we know. We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing a show right now.
It does. Like, obviously, we just showed you that this we know what show. It is.
But there's no... We don't...
He
we
just
don't.
Explained it with the food.
So is this the do-over then? We're
I guess.
I mean, I hope so, you know. So, Cody, ask a question.
You want me to ask a question?
Yeah, ask a question.
Because that's what they do now.
No,
so,
that's not what they
Because we've been trying to figure out what the thing
it's
is. What why
I
thing,
do.
Why
what this. I do. What do you mean what they do?
Well, it's
this
well,
network
first
with this
of all,
show. This big show.
I actually consider Eben one of the co-hosts. I guess you, I guess for you, it's like always, it's like entirely your thing. I actually think what he's a very valuable contribution to the show.
I never said that he wasn't, but he doesn't speak on the show.
What? Well, yeah, but you said that. He's not doing anything. I didn't say what they speak. I said what they
Hayes,
do.
Hey, this is what you...
And I was doing the piano
Hayes
before.
Hayes was
like,
doing
Evan.
The Eben part because he thought that part was important. I guess we could have just thrown the piano part out the window.
And I actually thought it was going to be hard, but it was easy.
Okay. You guys, I feel like...
Because we've been trying to figure out why this thing is breaking off... Such huge chunks of listeners.
It's, I mean, look, no one is more pleased at the gigantic success of my podcast than me.
When you look at the podcast pie, mm-hmm. there's one notoriously large slice taken out.
I guess
it.
That's fair to say.
Like a giant maybe was hungry for dessert.
Right.
And then everybody else is just ants have to eat it and
right.
ruin the
so
picnic.
So it's a pie that is huge to ants,
yeah.
but mm-hmm. small to a giant.
Yeah.
So a regular-sized pie.
It's a regular-sized pie, but the slice that the giant took didn't leave too much for the ants, me and Hayes, mm-hmm. and the giants, you and Eben. So I wanted to, hopefully, get a little pie for myself. Now, Cody, have you thought of a question? It's been 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, I got one.
Did you look it up? What was the process?
It says, okay. He's at the URL buzzkenya.com/interesting-questions-ask-people.
Mm.
Who's Buzz Kenyon? Or is it a Kenyan website? And this is.
I think
BuzzFeed Kenya?
I think.
Oh, I thought maybe Buzz Lightyear married.
No, I think it is Kenyan because one of the headlines on the side is Kenyan wife wants husband jailed for not wanting her being sexy.
Mmm.
Wait.
I appreciate actually that
she
Cody is putting some effort into this.
For not
yeah, who got
wanting
you?
Her
the husband
sexy.
Wants the wife.
No,
be,
the wife wants
husband
the
husband
wife
jailed,
wants husband jailed for not wanting
so
her
I'll
to
be
sexy.
I'll be the husband.
Okay, I'll be the wife.
Okay. Hey, I don't want you to be sexy.
You're going to jail.
Okay.
They do this at the end. They do this. This is the scene. They do it at the end. Remember we talked about the order that they do these things? They do it at the end.
And
now
so,
it's a question.
So Cody hit us with the
so
question.
So that didn't count. That didn't count.
No, and that's an undo.
And we do get to do it again.
Okay.
When we do the all show, right. people say, let me do it again. We actually let them do it.
Yeah, okay. So they don't look like idiots and then have everyone speculating that maybe their improv was not good. So let's friggin' zoop. And because we're...
We don't do the sounds
because
yet.
We were talking about the last time we did the show, that should have been in the past.
What do you mean?
One of the sounds is like we're going in the past.
I know we don't do those until the end. We spent so long talking about the order that we do these things.
I know.
The sounds are for the end. There's no sounds in the questions.
No, okay, yeah, okay. But we were talking about the past. I mean, admit that.
Yes, okay.
And he admitted it. Cody, what kind of question are we going to get in here?
You want me to ask it now?
Yeah, please, for Paul.
Paul.
Yes. Yes.
What do you want?
That's not on the list.
Wow.
Even.
What do I
use your
what?
List.
Don't do that, man.
Cody, you went through all the trouble to
it's
find the
too
list.
Nebulous.
Use your list.
What do you want?
No, Cody, that's a bad question.
I want to do it over. I want to do it over.
Yes, okay.
That's your rules.
Let's do it again.
That's your rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So I want a different question.
All right. Let me try again.
Yes. Do the number two one. That one's good. Question number two.
Squish.
Okay. Paul.
Squish.
Yeah, because we're starting a new one.
That's what you think one of the sounds is?
That's one of the reset sounds. Squish, and then it's a fresh, clean slate. Oh, it's the sound of
and we said
squishing
that I was,
water onto a chalkboard.
And we said that I got to do all the sounds.
No, I know, but you were kind of dropped the ball because this is the sound of, you know, there's a bunch of mess on a chalkboard. Somebody asked a question that wasn't very good. We won't name names. It's Engineer Cody. And so we need to squish the water on there to clean the board.
Ask question number two.
All right. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last lie you told?
That's not question number two. That's question number seven.
Jesus, Cody.
Why can't you do what I say? Ask question number two.
I don't know. I just want some agency in this relationship.
Ask it.
I felt like I could.
Question number two is good. Ask it.
You want me to ask
that
one?
Hey, you want agency?
Do the squish.
Go to William Morris.
Do the squish again.
Squish. You want agency? Go to William Morris.
All right.
One of the oldest talent agencies.
Paul, do you know any big gossips? And I'm not asking this. I don't want to ask it.
And he has to answer.
I didn't want to go there.
Okay,
but
I'll answer this question.
He has to
the
answer.
The answer, of course, is yes. I do know some big gossips.
Okay. All right.
And he, in effect, has become the very thing that he is criticizing, because what a big gossip would say that.
But I didn't mention any names, did I?
Ah.
I answered the question
imagine,
that was put to me.
But it's implied in Imagine Dragons.
It's good.
Okay, fine. Imagine Dragons are big gossips. The whole band.
The whole band?
The whole band. They gossip about each other, and they gossip about other bands.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That makes sense, actually, if you listen to some of their lyrics. Because he says he doesn't ever want to leave this town.
That's right.
Now, who's asking him to leave the town?
Yeah.
Probably some of his friends who he told all their secrets.
People who were hurt by gossip.
I don't want to
it's
leave
made
this
it.
Town.
Yeah, it's made it, gossip too much, and now he's radium active.
Yeah. And after all, the city never seems to have the time to begin.
That's interesting. What's another famous story?
That's your question is what's another famous story?
About Paul. You can take from this what you want. I think sometimes when you do the questions, they're a little not letting people come up with their own famous story. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Wow.
Just like,
I genuinely don't know what that means.
Sort of boxing people in.
And now I have to say, hey, as we talked about this, I mean, you were going to do the sound effect.
I said.
But I was going to do the gotcha journalism.
I said that if it came up like this, that I would get to do it. If you got caught up in a song, which you were a little absorbed.
I don't think that's true
at all. You sang a good chunk of that song. Now, hold on a second, Sean.
I was remembering it.
Sean, you think that what I do when I ask questions is gotcha journalism?
No. I wanted to do the gotcha journalism on this show, which was accusing you of when you ask questions, boxing people in.
Not
so that
letting
they
them
can't
come
go
up with their
wild.
Own famous story.
Okay, so what you're saying is when I ask the questions, I box people in during the interview.
Here's how the show goes. You do a famous story, then you have people there, and none of them are allowed to do a famous story because you place all these constrictions on them and shackle them.
I don't think that's true. I'm not 100% on what you mean by a famous story.
Please.
But I don't think – when you guys were on my show, right?
Yes.
I asked you a question about
– Say the truth, please, Paul.
I asked you a question. I think it was about breaking things when you were
a
kid.
What's the first thing you ever broke?
Yeah,
I think – the first thing you remember breaking.
Mm-hmm. All right, is that what the question was?
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we talked and we had a conversation. I had you guys on for two segments. Usually the show is I have an interview and then the improvisers, I chat with them. You guys were on the whole show. Not everybody gets that. I talked to you guys exclusively.
It's a long time not to be allowed to tell a famous story.
What? How did I prevent you from telling famous stories?
Oh, okay. I mean, this is, wow. I don't know. Hayes, what do you think?
We tell the story that you want us to tell. It's not even that famous. And then just when I think, okay, now it's going to be my turn to choose what famous story
came in and said, we've got some famous stories. We've been thinking about them for a while. Mm-hmm. We're going to do them. And then you were like, okay, suddenly, well, they fit the question.
Yeah.
And we tried to backdoor our way into the question. And it didn't work. And then we
told these stories. That's different than me shutting it down, though.
Because we were in a box.
Because the question is a box. The question is a box and it's chains.
Well, if you remember what famous stories you wanted to tell, tell them now. I mean, this is your forum, right?
Wouldn't fit on this show. This show's not really
we don't really do
structured
it
structured for that.
Yeah.
But I thought we're doing my show now.
Again, yeah.
Well, but
there is no show that this story fits on.
You are
Well, then why? Why is that my fault?
And you are us now, which is why, and we're you.
Okay.
Which is why me, who's doing you, is saying, what are some other famous stories?
Plink-a-dink-a-dink-a-doo.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
And I'm Eben.
No, that's my job.
Wait, but you said you were being Paul just now.
Yeah, if there's two of you.
Give me that.
Why are you both being me?
Give me that. Give me that piano. And then, and now we'll really hear some tunes. Oh my God, the cord doesn't reach.
Yeah, it does. Just pull it.
Can you give me can you give me just an example of a famous story?
An example?
Did the Imagine Dragons story count as a famous story?
Yeah, that was pretty famous.
Okay. Another famous story. I don't know, like, did you know that Michael Keaton has a gym, like a mobile gym, when he's on a set?
Jim from The Office?
Yes.
Jim and Pam, yeah. Remember?
Right?
What happened with them?
They wanted to fall in love.
What's that?
They wanted to fall in love.
They wanted to fall in love.
Yeah.
There. We did it. Right?
See?
And that's one of the most famous stories there is.
That it doesn't get much more famous than Jim and Pam
lovers.
Wanting to fall in love. They were star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. Because of Roy.
Yeah.
Roy forbid it. He forbid their love.
Yeah.
And then he lost all that weight, and he was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, no, I don't think that's right.
What's that?
I don't think
this that's is a famous. Right. This is a famous story.
Okay.
This might be coming back to some of the lies that Roy told.
I think he actually gained weight for it. What? But it's the right kind of weight.
Yes.
Muscle.
In all
he
the right
famously
places.
Packed on a lot of muscle.
Yes.
To mm-hmm. be the Guardian of the Galaxy.
What lies have I told? Because, Hayes, That's quite an accusation.
You said that Roy lost all that weight to be Guardian of the Galaxy when actually he packed on 20 pounds of
muscle. Well, I misspoke. And I think that's different in intent.
Hey, is his phone locked? Did you feel how when a real true musician was playing the piano?
Well, I will say about me is I never took a lesson before, and I just downloaded the app. Don't use, by the way, with that app, don't press it too many times because the app is free. No, just wait until I finish what I'm saying. The app is free, but each time you hit the thing, it costs $3. So do not just
every note
every
that you
note
play
costs $3. So I just be careful about the different notes.
Why don't you just get? Is there a paid version?
I should have said that before. Yeah, there's an expensive one.
How expensive
they
is it?
$9. But this one is free.
But the app is free. But then you like one to play one song would cost you how many hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars?
I don't. If you notice the way I do it, the way I was playing before, is very minimalism.
Right.
Where I'm only doing one at a time, and I get a chance to think about what a next good one would be. And Sean's doing all these at once.
Pretty good, huh?
Wait, okay, give it back. And because now I think we do the sounds. Is that right?
You're not asking me, are you?
No, but...
You're asking me?
But if I was, what would you want to say? Is it time to do the sounds?
I mean, if the interview is over, I feel like for people who don't know my show that only know your show, I feel like this paints my show very poorly.
I will say this. I don't think there are that many of those people. This thing is a runaway train. I think we now have almost 100% overlap on listenership, except you have some more. What we are doing, Sean, can I have that, please? And can you participate in the show a little bit? I'm doing it by myself. And I was supposed to do the music, and you would do more of the talking.
Jesus, don't cry.
Wait, hang on. I think I figured it out.
It's time to do the sounds. This is what I was just
talking
about.
We're not allowed to have music on the show anymore anyway.
Okay. What were you guys saying?
There's Paul was saying that we were doing a bad painting.
A bad painting?
Of his show.
You know, a lot of people thought Picasso was a bad painting.
So your point is, this is great. Because yeah. Picasso was great.
Maybe it won't be appreciated until we bring and cut our ears off or something. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the saddest things about being an artist.
Cutting your ears off?
No. That nobody realizes how good you are until you go completely crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what's what is.
And you go crazy from being good.
What are the different? Okay, so we're doing the sounds. What are the different sounds for? One is the past. We know that.
I use sound effects on my show to move the story around in time.
Squish.
Past, present, and future, essentially.
Okay. Past, okay. Past, present, future. And
ba-ding dong.
The past is the history and the future's the mystery.
A guest.
And,
that's right.
Wait.
And that's why they call it today.
To friends.
So let's do, what's a sound for the past?
Well, I have an idea for one. Wait.
Winning.
That was in the past.
I mean, yeah. That was in the past.
Okay, good. So I have 15 sounds here. It said it was going to be 100.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. When it came up, there was only 15. And I can hit this green upgrade button, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
Too much. Too much money.
Fail.
Oh, okay.
Is there any time on the show where there's an epic fail where we could use that?
I mean,
Paul,
I suppose there are often epic fails on my show.
But maybe they just seem like epic fails. I mean, a lot of people thought Picasso was doing epic fails.
This is your one reference.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Didn't I reference Imagine Dragons before?
Yeah, I guess you did. Idiot.
A lot of these are insults.
Okay, and I didn't say
you're
that.
You're ugly, and your mother ugly, and your sister ugly. You're just plain old ugly.
Okay, that one's not long enough. And I like a nice long sound effect.
Oh, here's Kevin.
Okay, and Kevin's got
Thank you, Kevin, for the candles now.
Finally.
It's a little late.
And now the mood is a little more fitting.
Okay, so on my show, I like the lighting to be a little warmer.
He wants it to feel like a bath.
I have these candles that I put out on the table, and then we turn off the overhead lights, and so it's just a more relaxed.
This is a good behind the scenes. So a lot of podcasts, they want it to feel like a shower.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul would like it to feel like a bath.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's the chief difference.
Mm-hmm.
Chief,
and you sort of get in the spot and you soak on in. Mm-hmm. And the nice smells.
What day is it? It's Monday, huh? Comes out Monday?
Comes out on Monday.
That's, I think, a big part
Scooped
of it. And we have been talking about doing
Scooping
that, actually
us.
Doing ours on Monday as
yeah.
well. And what, then yep. we'll see what happens.
What day does yours come out?
Tuesday. So we will release it on Tuesday and then it'll mm-hmm. come out again on Monday.
The following Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the new episode drops on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Then after reruns Tuesday, on that's re-release on track.
Re-release
but is
on
it,
Monday.
Is it deleted and then re-uploaded for download?
I think it would have to
or
be.
Would you have,
or we would have to.
You would have doubles
in
the,
over our heads right now.
Yeah.
This guy seems to understand the entire process.
Because this is not my.
You're
I'm
on his turf.
I'm on the
you know what I mean?
I am more on the creative
You just
side.
Got in the water to fight with a shark.
I don't
know what I mean? Get him up on land with you.
I think it's so interesting that it's so much about business to you and not as much about just like doing a funny show.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And the art of it.
You're so caught up.
Picasso didn't give a fuck how much money it was. You know what I mean?
Time.
Yeah.
It's the third time.
All right, fine. Imagine Dragons. They don't do it for the money.
Monday would
be
good.
They do it for the love of the sound.
You know what I think is maybe an interesting key to the show?
What's that?
A lot of times on Mondays, people want to call in sick from work. They don't want to go to work.
Uh-huh.
But they need something that is going to make them barf. So they're really can be sick to their boss on the phone. I'm not saying they're barf. They could be barfing because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely.
I barf from laughing.
It is because it's making them barf.
I barf from laughing before. Hollywood
Handbook. I feel like, you know, it was like one thing when, I don't know. I guess your feelings are hurt and you feel like when you were on my show, I guess I wasn't a good host because this feels vindictive to me.
Are you crazy? This is the best episode I've ever done.
What?
And we're helping you if you do the show again, which I said at the beginning. There's so many nice things I said that you can take some of the stuff that we're doing and you can use them on your version of the show if you do it again.
Paul, I made you a giant and us an ant when we were eating that pie before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
And I said that it could be good barf. Could be barfing from funniness.
Guys, this is insulting now that you think I'm that dumb that I can't see – I can't read between the lines, and that's not insulting. Like, well, obviously,
it's insulting. Let's do this. Sean, hold on a second.
In the giant analogy, that also was negative. That wasn't like building me up to be a great guy.
What do you mean?
That was you were implying that I'm taking as a giant.
Like a selfish amount?
Yes, exactly.
You want to be an ant?
No, I don't. I don't want to see
you're
going to
get a huge tummy ache. It could probably explode.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
So you're saying the ant would have the same size slice as the giant?
Well, if you're the ant, because if you can take in all the podcast listeners.
Well, yeah. here's
and now you get squished.
Now we get down to it. I do remember that squish sound.
Get used to
it. That was us.
It was just you saying the word squish.
Yeah, squish. And that was us getting stepped on by a giant.
All right. What's next? What's next?
We're figuring out the sounds. We have the past one.
Should we play a comedy bang game while we're here?
Oh, no. There's an ad.
While we're here?
Yeah, while we're waiting. I just got taken to the app store somehow.
All right.
Why would we play a comedy bang bang game? I don't know.
What am I doing here?
Duh. Winning.
What's that, Cody? Are you doing your own sounds?
No, that's the intro song for Would You Rather or something.
Oh, okay.
It's a bang bang, comedy bang bang thing.
Because they don't do those anymore.
They don't even do them anymore.
Yeah.
No.
So
it's not probably
time for the ants to come. Eat the scraps. God,
really?
Well, that's true. That is what ants do because when somebody doesn't finish their sandwich or whatever, like Comedy Bang Bang's leaving a little sandwich on the table with these fun games, the ants come in and come sniffing around.
Right.
And move
their little feelers.
What's that?
Crank it up, yeah.
That could be the present.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Cody, can you be looking up a location while we're doing this?
Yes, figure out a good... see if there's something on Kenya Buzz. Not Kenya. Cody, will you Kenya Buzz this?
Just put the word location into Safari or whatever.
All right. How about
Somalia? Is that really the first location? Is that so funny to you, Cody?
Really nice cuz it's actually problems over there. That's a future.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? Maria Menounos.
It's the smartest animal. See, and that is another reference he could do.
Yeah. I just referenced a laugh.
Okay. So, all right.
And he's got two more.
Does she have a famous laugh?
Huh?
Is she famous for her laugh, Maria Menounos?
Maria Menounos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask and answer.
Epic fail.
That's the present?
Yeah, because you walk right into my trap. That's the present.
Okay. What's a new location?
Give us a new location and not one that's so funny to you because people are sick or whatever.
All right.
He's laughing his butt off. They don't have enough food, and he's laughing. You know what's funny to me? Spot. Not people hurting.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the time you barfed from funniness.
Okay. This is one of the famous stories I didn't ever report on your show.
But this is while Cody finds a location.
Well, it's sort of an interesting story because I was eating just so much eggplant. Please don't make a joke about the eggplant emoji.
No one did.
Please don't. But the face you make, Paul, is that you know
when you're
that
getting
emoji
very excited.
I feel like my face is perfectly neutral.
You got, and this guy started all licking riled his chops. Up. You can't see this, but he was licking his chops. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to really nail this guy. But the truth is, and I can't, frisky. And if you want to make the emoji joke, you can. I can't do anything about it. Because the
already,
truth is,
I'm not going to,
that I was eating so much eggplant.
How much?
100 pounds.
You're saying in one sitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm glad you asked because it's a special chair.
What?
You could sit in it for a long time. Because you did sniff out. That's a lot to eat in one sitting.
You know how in a lot of chairs, you know how in a lot of chairs you're kind of slipping off it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just kind of very slowly
this
sliding
off. This one you're strapped
off.
In and you're sometimes upside down. And it was the Batman ride.
So you're on the Batman ride. You're eating 100 pounds of eggplant.
Yeah. And I start thinking of this joke that I heard from Hayes the other day.
So while you're on the Batman ride and you're eating 100 pounds of eggplant, your mind drifted to a joke that Hayes
I'm
made.
Remembering
is that
this.
So crazy?
Yeah.
But why? I didn't say it was crazy. I'm just trying to keep the story straight.
It's a funny joke.
I'm trying to keep the story. Oh, wait. Is it a joke or did this really happen?
Huh? No, my joke no, that
the,
he's thinking
the joke
of.
Oh, okay. Really
all right.
Happened.
I'm sorry.
That
I'm sorry.
Hayes
I'm
made.
Sorry.
Okay.
What was it?
Huh? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even, I don't even have an area for it. Sometimes, you know, I can't think of the exact joke, but I know it was something about X.
Yeah, right.
It was, you know, making fun of Y.
Mm-hmm.
It was an observation of Z.
But at the time, you remembered what joke it was.
No. I merely remembered that Hayes, to my recollection, had made a joke.
The idea of funniness.
Right.
That, what? Yes, that concept to me of Hayes just out here, you know, the noble puncher shadow boxing against the darkness of depression with his feints and parries of humor really buoyed my spirits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed until I threw up.
So you asked,
and
Hayes,
you
asked.
This story will go viral.
When did you barf from funniness?
Uh-huh.
And your response is when you're eating 100 pounds of eggplant on the Batman ride and you remembered that Hayes made a joke.
Mm-hmm. Paul, I mean, I feel like I know where you're going with this.
Do you?
That you probably think that throwing up had more to do with trying to eat 100 pounds of eggplant on the Batman ride than with remembering a non-specific joke?
Yes. That is exactly what I was thinking.
Wow. Jealous. Okay, I'll tell the story again.
Who
I ate 100
am I jealous
pounds of eggplant
of?
On the Batman ride and I remembered a joke that Paul told.
Oh, that's so, so I'm jealous because you were
because
thinking
it
of
was
Hayes and
Hayes
not me.
Making a joke. And I understand that you do that too. That's why we have you on. That's why we're stealing your show, doing your show.
All right, what's next?
I got the sounds. A location. Oh, hang on, I'm in the app store.
Oh, did we get a new location?
Yeah.
Have you been back in the app store this whole time?
A big part of this app is little journeys to the app store. Back to the app store to try other apps, which I appreciate. Some of these apps only want me to do their app.
Mm-hmm.
This app has other apps that I could try. Thank you.
Okay.
Epic fail.
No, sorry. That was an accident. That was not an epic fail.
Hell yeah!
Good. Good.
Do you want a location?
Yes.
Please.
France.
Good one.
Great. Mr. Picasso, what a beautiful painting. Or at least I think so, but who am I? Just a peasant.
Are we?
We're doing, in the present.
thank you. You know, I pay for my meals with these drawings that I make.
Okay, what?
I'm Picasso.
Right. No. Yeah. Of course. Okay. So he's paying this meal to drawing.
Oh my God.
Could I have a piece?
What? Of you want a piece
if
of
you're
my meal
for the meal? Yeah. Can I have a piece?
I'm afraid you must make your own drawing.
Okay. Yeah. What could it be of?
If when you are the artist, you may make the drawing that you wish.
Okay.
Whatever you can think of in your imagination.
Right. Yes. Perfect. Never mind.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by.
Winning.
Now it's before. We're in the past now. I'm Picasso's mom.
Okay. Mother, hello. I'm about to go to a restaurant.
Okay. No. You're going to eat lunch at home. Mom's making lunch. I'm making lunch.
Knock, knock.
Oh, Mother, there's someone at the door, it appears. Shall I answer it? I'll just go ahead and do it. Hello, welcome to the Picasso home.
Hoo-hoo.
Mother, an owl has gotten into the door.
Okay.
Grab the broom and we will shoo it out.
What about lunch? We were doing this whole thing about lunch.
No, sorry.
I had don't stuff for that.
Nobody better cook me.
Mother, okay. The owl, yeah, it speaks.
Yeah, right? Because that plays into the lunch.
Okay.
Go forward.
That's not the stuff I had.
Go forward to after lunch and then we'll say what say what happened.
Okay, hang on. I'm in the app store.
Why don't you leave your phone unlocked? Turn off the lock. Or at least do the
thumbprint. We already ate lunch.
What a delicious owl you've cooked. Thank you, Mother.
Wait, if he never went to the restaurant, then what were we seeing before?
I think I shall go to the restaurant tomorrow. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Who else is good to be?
Oh, Father!
Sarkozy? Or
you, like, you have awakened from your... Sarkozy?
Yeah, because France.
Yeah, I'm going to be Sarkozy.
Hayes does a great Sarkozy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The stuff I have him do is... What is it? It's a lot of cheese.
Look at this little boy.
But they already ate lunch.
I'm Pablo Picasso.
Somebody better fix that tower.
Look at this tiny child.
Wait, hang on.
That tower's leaning over. It's going to fall.
Who are you, sir?
Just a concerned citizen.
How did you come to be in the home of my family?
I woke up like this. Right, Instagram?
I'm so glad I could move my mother to France to live with me.
Right. Bonjour.
So now it is lunch again tomorrow. And so Sarkozy is there, and he says, my favorite part of this cheese is the smell. They smell the cheese over there. Sometimes very smelly.
Oh, good.
But he likes it.
You have smelled all of the cheese, and now I have no desire to eat it. Because you are like a truffle hunting pig who runs his snout all the cheeses.
It's me, Ratatouille.
What? A talking rat has gotten into our house, Mother.
I shouldn't have done that. So I'm not Ratatouille. I'm,
Hang on.
Jerry Lewis?
Winning.
I'm going back and then forward again.
Okay. Do you have to call do-over?
To the beginning of lunch.
Oh, squish. It's me, Jerry Lewis.
Hello, Jerry Lewis.
Hi.
It's me, Pablo Picasso.
Hey. Okay, so? So what?
Just saying hello, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I think there were a couple issues with that.
Yeah.
One, the location.
Yeah. it's over?
Well, we might. If we want to do it again, we can.
We can.
I'm good.
We should maybe do it again, but the location was problematic for sure.
France.
There's just ultimately not a lot there.
Yeah.
As you are sort of feeling it out.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of. It's another box. It is like kind of like limiting
you. No, you do end up in a box.
You felt like France was too specific and it didn't give you enough room to roam.
Well, we ended up sort of getting through everything very fast with Picasso and Ratatouille and Sarkozy and the cheese and the tower. And now we're, you know, we've barely started and we're kind of done.
Mm-hmm. And I felt that one of the improvisers was hostile and was mean and nasty and mad. And made me feel small and made me feel bad and was mean and was mad at me.
Okay, so of the three of us, whom would you be speaking of?
I can say for me personally, I was not mad.
Okay, that's helpful.
I was trying to help other people do the show. Ultimately, the location ended up being very limiting.
Yes.
In that respect. But I was definitely not mad.
It's nearly impossible. The task, you know, was insurmountable. It was so challenging because the location was basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nowhere. The location may as well have been a box.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a location, empty box.
Why don't we do that?
I mean, we could try that.
Okay. All right, so I have to what? How do I reset this? Like,
before we start, I'm just going to say, as an improviser, I'm going to be supporting everyone. And we don't all have to say it,
we should but say I'm going to be supporting everyone. We should say that at the beginning. I am going to be doing that also.
I feel that I was supportive, and I felt like I was going along with everything that I was given and trying to heighten the scenes and be a team player.
There was something that happened. I forget who did this, but like I was saying about the smell of the that I liked the smell of the cheese,
right.
And you said that because I
so
smelled the cheese
good.
That you didn't want to eat it anymore.
Right. That was. I thought that was a funny thing for.
Right, but for me, I'm hearing that, you know, and I'm saying like it's rude to me because I'm talking about how much I like the cheese and you're saying you like it so much that I don't want to eat it anymore.
Scene, so I'll just talk about what I saw. Oh, go ahead.
Would actually really help. But you go ahead, but then Sean is going to talk about what he said.
But I thought we were being characters and you're saying you were personally offended. And
that's exactly what I'm saying.
When you were pretending to be Nicolas Sarkozy, not a contemporary of Picasso's, by the way. Did you realize that?
I think that's funny. I mean, and that's another, you know, and that actually.
Immediately, yes. And let me say, questions are thieves and statements are gifts.
What does that mean?
Just if we're asking, like, why is Nicolas Sarkozy, like, in the same, you know, room as Picasso, then we're suddenly, like, stealing from the audience the ability to fill in.
But we could have stated in a fun way how they came to be in the same room together, do you see?
But instead, we got caught up in this argument over
I don't remember who did it.
Wanting to eat the cheese.
I don't remember who did what. But I remember being really fucking jazzed on this idea that the guy was smelling cheese.
Right.
And I remember being pretty juiced up and ready to shoot through the ceiling and straight out the roof because I was going to be laughing so hard at him liking the cheese, which is famously kind of stinky.
Right.
But he likes the smell.
Uh-huh. And I remember.
And I actually think I explained that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you did.
I remember someone saying something afterwards and getting pretty deflated and kind of wanting to just crawl under the table and go to sleep.
Right. Okay. So I guess I'm confused as to why you would take that personally as if I'm – there's not even any cheese here.
I'm remembering something else and I'm remembering that one of the guys was being nice and I don't remember who went next. But that he was being mean trying to basically through improv choice beat up the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
In a country where what we really need right now is probably to just support each other and okay. be friends.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
And we don't, like, yes.
Okay. Let me just say, I'm very sorry. If I was being too aggressive.
Oh, what?
It would be really nice if we could come, like, figure out ways to come together on some of these things today, like the way we live now.
Right. So if I started by saying I'm sorry, does that help at all? Will that help us get past this?
That help. I don't know what you're apologizing for, but that helps
and
me.
I don't know if this is the character still.
But that helps me. And are we inside the box now?
I don't.
Yeah, I have to go back.
Oh, my God. You have to unlock it every Squish. Time?
I have to. Sorry.
At least set up the thumb thing where you can just. It'll be faster.
Hayes is afraid somebody's going to cut his hand
winning,
off.
Winning, 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 winning.
I'd have to go back far enough.
Winning, 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 winning.
He thinks that someone will chop his hand off. Winning, because
and use it to.
He says if they can't use your thumb, then the worst they can do is take your mind.
If they can't use your thumb, the worst they can do is take your mind.
Because the code lives in your mind.
Right.
And so if there's like a criminal type situation where they put his brain into Kevin Costner's body or whatever. That's okay with him because you're not experiencing the pain of losing your hand.
Well, I haven't seen that movie, but it's a painless procedure.
So the movie opens with a helicopter shot.
Shut up!
Zooming
oh,
in.
Oh, sorry. I did not mean to do that.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm That's glad fine. You know I didn't that. Even hear what it said.
Good.
A helicopter shot zooming
Sean,
in.
Sean, never ask, okay? Never ask what it said.
Zooming in on Kevin Costner's head.
Uh-huh. A helicopter then, shot zooming in on Kevin Costner's head?
From like Antarctica. It comes and it comes in and gets in close on his forehead.
Is
and
he then, in Antarctica?
And then his VO comes in and he goes, they messed with my brain. That's the first line.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that movie again?
Criminal.
Antarctica could be a good location.
Yeah, I think there's almost too much there.
Yeah.
So the opposite of a box.
The empty box to me.
Okay, let's do the empty
let's
box.
Let's get creative, you know. And it was also a suggestion of our friend Paul, who we want to kind of teach him, hey, supporting each other and some of these ideas can be pretty fun.
You know what I've started doing is asking Twitter for locations.
Engagement.
If you wanted to do that and make engagement, exactly.
Engagement opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to be... Okay. Hmm. Hey, what did that soundbite say when I was telling my story about Criminal?
Huh? Sean, honestly, for your own good, do not ask that question, okay?
I could tell you, Sean.
No, Sean.
If you want to know, I could tell
Sean,
you.
Sean, just for...
Do you want to know what it said?
I promise you don't want to know.
I can tell you. I heard it loud and clear.
You're much better off not knowing.
I'd be happy to tell you.
Okay, well, I typed location into Twitter. And one of the top tweets regarding location is from greenrush.com, at joingreenrush. Order your 420 boxes now and pick them up at either at Harvest Shop's location in San Francisco, California.
Ball.
So
ball.
We could be at an Harvest empty, Shops an on empty 420.
Box, an empty box that
order your 420
somebody
boxes.
Smoked all the
they smoked
meat
a box.
Out.
Okay, that's not. I don't
it's
type the word location
empty.
Into Twitter. It's no, I see. You don't have to show me. I can see it.
It's but already empty.
What I do is I ask the listeners for a location. Oh. I'll just type the word location into the
Dude,
Twitter search.
They smoked it all
I see.
Up.
It says 420. Yeah, I see it's pot. I get it.
Buds.
I get it. Oh, so what do you want to do here, guys?
Look
what are we
at
doing?
Those
here?
Buds. Those have to be kind buds, right?
You're both on your phones right now.
They have to be kind buds.
How else sure am I going to do the sounds? Now I'm not allowed to do the sounds.
No,
at all?
Do the sounds.
Looks like they got those little hairs.
I don't know what we're. I don't know what we're doing. Right
I love
now.
The hairs.
Oh, yes, and the crystals.
The sticky hairs.
The little orange hairs. That looks like kind buds.
Okay, let's do the empty box. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
We have not heard that noise before. What is that?
I said that's go.
That's go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Starting.
How do we decide who starts?
Okay. Can ask Twitter.
Hey, how do you think we ended up in this empty box?
Okay, I guess Paul's going.
All right, Paul starts.
Hi, my name is Steve.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
What's your name?
Steve.
Your name's also Steve?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
I don't know how we ended up here in this box.
Yeah,
I remember going to sleep and
I was sleeping, yeah.
I'm from Maine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
The Maine, what? The Maine part, yeah.
The Maine part of?
The, what did you say?
Why are you're sweating like crazy.
I don't feel very well.
What's?
I'm scared of.
I'm going to come in.
Please, okay. please.
Don't mind me just painting the box. I'm a famous, right? Guess who I am.
What's your name? You look familiar to me.
Yes, yes. I'm a famous painter.
You look familiar.
Pablo Picasso, what are you doing
Hello,
here?
Oh, yes.
Great.
I was sleeping.
And then you woke up in this box?
Yeah.
I'm Steve.
I'm also Steve.
Okay, all right. And you guys are, what kind of paintings do you like to do?
Well, funnily enough, I'm a house painter. So I don't do artistic painting, but I paint houses. Maybe that's what we have in common. Steve?
Paintbrush. Or,
are you a painter of any kind?
Yeah. Right? Praying.
Go back.
Just go back a little bit off the praying thing.
Praying mantis.
No, I'm saying don't do that. Go back before that.
Yes. House painter.
Steve, what's the last thing you can remember before waking up in the box? And then hit the past. Hit the sound. Oh my God! Damn it!
I'm doing it.
There's like four different ways.
I'm hitting the sound.
Okay, but
if
I gotta
you talk
say,
over the sound. They're not gonna know.
There's four different ways that you could prevent your phone.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That wasn't what you played before.
No. That was, yeah. Don't even ask about what
ask
that
me,
was.
Ask me, Sean.
Don't even ask
me.
Ask
me. Paul?
Yeah.
And also what we were saying before is.
Was that the sound?
If you remember.
Yeah,
no,
it was.
No, just say, hang on.
It was the sound, shut up.
Haze.
No, sorry. We're doing the pause. What's the pause?
Silence, Earthling.
That actually is pretty good.
And so, remember what John was saying before? About how questions are actually stealers.
Mm-hmm.
And
thieves, I think, was the word.
Mm. Yeah, thieves are stealers. Mm-hmm. What do they do? What do you think they do?
You're right, stealers.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh thieves.
And you said statements are gifts. That's why they call it the present.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying before, what's the last thing you remember before you get in the box? Instead of saying, giving Sean something to go off of.
Hey, the last thing you remember before you got in the box is like.
Was this.
What's the last thing, Sean, what's the last thing you remember before Hayes went into that explanation?
Do
you remember you
question.
Asking what the sound was that he played?
Oh, yeah.
And then you remember me telling you?
Oh, yeah.
But questions are stealers.
And what was it?
Sean,
do you remember?
I know Sean doesn't want
to
ask that question.
Okay. You remember what I said, right?
Yeah,
you remember what I said.
Yeah, you told me that your name was Steve.
No.
And then you, okay. But you said.
You did
you
say.
You wanted to know what, you wanted to know what sound Hayes played.
Yes.
And I told you.
Right.
And that sound was.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the sound. Because you heard it.
I think it was the shut up sound.
Yeah. You're right, it was.
And I think it was.
And that makes you feel what?
Hang on. We're going back.
Let me feel like a little.
Duh. Winning. Duh. Winning. Duh. Winning. Duh.
So now it's back winning. Before that right. conversation
okay.
happened.
Okay.
And that makes everything okay?
It makes what okay?
I don't know. Sean seems to be a little bummed out.
This is Sean. We are in a scene.
Oh, we're still in the scene?
Yes. Sean is this character he has created. Steve.
When
we're going to be going off some of Sean's ideas.
So as we're in the box and you're Pablo Picasso and you're explaining that Sean said questions are stealers and statements are presents, then that was all in the scene?
Well, Picasso knows Sean.
I've been in the scene the whole time.
Yes.
Everything I've said has been in the scene.
Except for the stuff that we undid.
No.
With.
I'm telling you, it's all been in the scene. So let's keep working with it.
Okay. Steve here.
Hey, Steve.
Had some interesting ideas. He's a house painter.
Mm-hmm. Just like me.
He was sleeping before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just like me. He's mm-hmm. from the main part of Maine.
Yeah, Maine.
What's the last thing you remember, Steve, before you woke up here in the box?
That I felt small like an ant.
And not big like a giant?
No.
And what made you feel so small?
Maybe the way somebody treated me, I thought maybe it was a friend, and maybe what they are is like fake friend.
Sean.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve.
Steve. I didn't want to play this for you, but because I didn't want to make you nervous about how I really feel about you, mm-hmm. but because I did play that sound, and it was an accident, and I didn't mean to play that sound. And this is – I am Pablo Picasso. And – but I want to play for you the sound that is really the Steve sound for me. But I'm really talking about you, Sean. This okay. is – I'm really – this is – actually, I'm really talking about you. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how does that make you feel?
Pretty charged up, fired up.
Big like a giant, probably.
Probably ready to blast off through the ceiling.
So isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
And now, other Steve, maybe you say something.
I'm other Steve? I was the first Steve.
Steve, too. The Dow.
I say something in response to what?
The Dow.
That he feels charged up, ready to fly through the ceiling?
Yeah. Paul, we promised two more references in this show for me. One's the Dow of Steve.
So there's one reference remaining?
One more left, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, if you're charged up, ready to fly through the ceiling, maybe we could hang on to you and you can blast us out of this box.
The Challenger.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.